Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Red Sox Nation, yay or down? What do they think of this deal?
The biggest thumbs down, man. Oh, wow. What is going on, man? It feels like a bomb went off. Before this trade broke, I got a message about it, a couple of messages being like, something's about to go down. There's a little bit of commotion going on. And then I hear it's about Rafi. And I'm like, well, this type of stuff probably gets talked about behind the scenes all the time. So I didn't put a ton of stock in it to coming to fruition. So then we get like the breaking news out of nowhere. We were kind of on high alert because then I got told, there's a very high chance this is going down. We're like, they're not going to trade Rafi. They just swept the Yankees. Rafi just homered today. They just got back over 500. You've been trying to salvage the season. You finally get there, and then you trade Rafael Devers. Something to me that we're not hearing the whole story here.
I love Carrabas. We know the whole story.
As I said, the story's been pretty out in front of everybody for months.
We've been trying to tell you the story. You didn't want to hear it. And I don't mean specifically to Jared, but I mean a lot of Red Sox fans out there.
Specifically to Jared. No, we talked about this off and on all year long.
The Devers thing. Why are you guys, last week, Kennedy brought it up out of nowhere.
Right.
And we were talking about Devers and how he won't move. And, oh, you're rehashing. It's water under the bridge. It's not a big deal. No, it's such a big deal. The Red Sox
traded
him. And
then Breslow had to try to throw water on that it too. When Greg asked him about it. And then it was funny because the morning show was asking Breslow. They're like, what did they say? Actually, this would be a good cut. We got to pull back. But he's like, so you're telling us Breslow or Kennedy doesn't know what he's talking about? And Breslow's like, no, I didn't say that. You should have said that that's what it feels like. It's true.
That is a good point.
Also, are you guys locked in for the Zoom tonight at 8 o'clock?
Okay,
8 p.m. Zoom
Carrabas,
for Breslow and Kennedy.
Carrabas had a tweet about this.
Okay.
And it's Jones and Keefe. We're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Here's what Jared tweeted. He said, this should have been addressed, meaning the Zoom, at 8 tonight.
Yep.
This should have been addressed 30 minutes to an hour after the trade was made official. So insulting and tone deaf to field questions over 24 hours later. You just traded the face of the franchise and couldn't be bothered.
That's debatable.
Couldn't be bothered to face the music the same day. Very lame. You feel strongly about this too.
Yeah, I do too. Now, I guess, I don't know. I'm not a PR person. I don't know when, how you would have done it, how you would have orchestrated it, but they do have a road trip, right? They're out in Seattle now, so that's different. So it'll be 5 o'clock local, but I feel like 8 o'clock here is pretty lame. Like, not putting it earlier, I am frustrated by that. Now, we'll see how this whole thing goes. Could be a bit of a mess, and it's not like we won't have a chance to talk about it, but I thought 24 hours post the trade does seem a little weak to me.
What do you think they do in this Zoom? You think they rip him? Do you think they say he requested a trade? Do you think they shovel dirt on his grave? Do you think they try to take the high road? What do you think they do?
I think they might try to take the high road, but I think it's gonna be easy to kind of read between the lines. There might be some subtle shots there at him. Be like,
I hope they rip him. I hope they rip him. I think he deserves to be ripped. I hope they rip him.
I don't know if they will.
I hope they do. I bet.
Yeah, of course. That's always better, but I don't know if they will.
But I don't even mean for content. I just mean he deserves to be ripped.
I think they're going
to. He was a selfish a-hole all year long.
Correct.
He deserves to be ripped. They should rip him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take the high road on this. I bet they do, but they shouldn't.
They do, because then it could turn, and then they're going to have to answer questions about the return, and then that's going to get out of hand. Like, they're going to be like, hey, look at us, pat each other on the back. And then it's like, you guys got Jordan Hicks who sucks.
Right.
Like, whatever.
Okay, so what you're saying is Sam doesn't know what he's talking about.
I did not say that.
Whoa. You should have said that because you would have been right. So now you're both wrong. I don't know if they necessarily rip him. That would be very entertaining. I think it's going to be one of those things where,
how about not rip him, but will they say he requested a trade? Like, will they volunteer that level of stuff?
I think so.
Which would get people on, some people, not everybody, but people who are kind of on the fence.
I don't think so.
I think that would bring people to the team's side.
I think people are pretty dug in because it has been so public. Well, like, going back to the Kravis thing, I disagree with them. Like, people have been dug in all along. Like, people have been like, all right, this guy shouldn't have to play first base, right? There's people that are adamant. They're like, hey, you just told him to DH, now he's DH. Then there are others like, hey, be a good teammate and play first base a couple times a week because they need you to, and you won't do it. There's a lot of people that say, you're paying this guy $300 million. If your boss tells you to do something, you go and do it. You're going to collect all that money. So he's been very polarizing throughout the year. So I bet they allude to a couple things about how a little rocky spring, spring training. It was kind of rocky. Yep. You guys saw that. And then they'll say something about the Casas and Bregman injuries and being like, you know, we had to pivot. We had to do something that we didn't plan on. But, like, he kind of put a stop to that. They'll make some reference to that. They'll probably even point out, because it was so public, John Henry, his involvement, going out there and talking to him, and how they kind of hit a brick wall. And then they're going to say the old, we thought this is what was best. This will aggravate a lot of people. They'll say, we feel this was best for everybody involved. Like, they're going to be like, this was also best for Rafi. I hope they don't say Rafi, but they might. This is what's going to be best for us long term. We also feel like this will be the best for Devers as well, which will just piss off fans more.
So, morning, good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore.
So anyway, we'll be reacting to that, I guess, tomorrow.
Yeah, apparently.
Here on Jones and Keefe, since that's going to be an 8 p.m. start time. It is Weasley. And speaking of Weasley, Henry should talk on this. You know, Henry talked after the Betts trade, didn't he?
Ooh.
I think he did. I think that might be one of the last times he talked publicly.
Well, he was at one of those fan fests that went poorly.
That's true.
Yeah.
But in
and
terms
then
of,
that guy yelled at him on the street, got him to sign Devers.
But even fan fest is different than like actually taking a Q&A from the media. But the reason Henry would be valuable here is I think the people in the room were wasn't it just Henry, Cora, and Devers? Wasn't that it? Breslow wasn't allowed in. It wasn't Sam Kennedy. I don't even think there was a translator.
Henry, Cora, Devers. Yeah,
I think it was just those three. And so Henry won't do it. But this is a story where the owner absolutely should talk.
I also can't wait for Cora's next couple of interviews, including Wednesday, I assume, on WEEI Afternoons. How does he kind of skirt that line where it's like being respectful to Devers publicly, but also not throwing Henry or Breslow under the bus? He's in an interesting spot.
I don't think Cora's afraid to throw people under the bus. So
Breslow.
It'll be interesting to see who he throws under the bus.
Yeah, true.
I don't think he's afraid to throw GMs under the bus. Alex is in Connecticut. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. You know what? I kind of agree with you guys. I'm glad he's gone. I got no problem he's gone. He's overweight. He's got a big attitude problem. You know, he can't run. He can't try and run out for a hit. You know, running out, that's labor. You know, I'm watching them last night, and I was called before they reported he was gone. I was screaming at the TV, you know, first and second, nobody out, double play. First and second, nobody out, double play. And then he finally hits his home run.
I was going to say, in fairness, let's at least point out he hit a home run.
I get your point, Alex.
You know, but what I like to understand is, why didn't we lease from San Fran? Why didn't we get their number one prospect, who's a first baseman?
Okay, so that's
good
that's
question.
Fair.
Like, good question. The return is leaves something to be desired.
Well, Harrison can be viewed as a top flight prospect.
Okay.
He was a year ago.
This is Jones's guy, Nick. We got to get him a jersey or something.
He loves a guy that was coming out of the bullpen and now they're just starting to stretch out to be a starter.
But I'm just saying, like, he was
with a
highly
career 4.5 ERA.
Okay, but like,
hey, fit right in with some of these guys.
Christian Campbell is not hitting right now, right? Is he?
No.
Is he like all of a sudden a player you should give up on?
Maybe.
Or does he still have a high ceiling?
Well,
don't you want to send him back down?
In all seriousness.
No, but I think, he needs to go back down to get his confidence back up. But do I think he's done as a big leaguer and like he'll never hit? I don't believe that.
But if you had a bet on the three guys, if of the three studs, one of them's a bust.
Yeah, Campbell's the one.
For sure.
I agree with that.
Okay.
But he kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but it's super early. I'm not saying that he is, but I just have way more confidence than the other two.
So, Harrison needs to hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Hicks to me is a bullpen arm. I think he's hurt right now.
See, I'm
the two A-ball prospects to me feel like lottery tickets. Maybe that's too strong because one guy was fourth in the Giants organization, but he's not a top 100 prospect. Like, I think it kind of has to be Harrison hitting. If he doesn't, then it's going to be a bust of a trade.
See, I'm less of that, actually, than the you need to give out a $300 million deal to somebody who's worth it.
Okay.
If you sign Kyle Tucker and Harrison stinks, whatever, but you wouldn't have probably signed Kyle Tucker if you still had Devers under contract.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing that in baseball, the top payroll teams, and I know a lot of people scoff and say maybe the Red Sox aren't that, which you might have a leg to stand on after this trade, but that's one thing where you might not, you know, get a big money contract back in, or even like an all-star player back in a trade like this. But if you're super aggressive and get Pete Alonso and or Kyle Tucker, you're like, okay, that kind of writes everything a little bit.
Yeah.
It puts the payroll back up to where it should be, somewhere in the top 10, top 8, top 7, and you'll feel a lot better. I mean, if they reportedly offered Soto a lot of money and would have been interested in Vlad Guerrero had he not signed his deal with the Blue Jays, well, they better not be left with nobody next year.
Agreed. And look, I hope they go out and they spend in a big way. In the meantime, it does free up different spots in the lineup. It's a way to get Anthony and Meyer in there every day. Those guys need to hit. So with Devers gone, especially with Bregman still hurt, that frees up a spot in the lineup. Do you think there's any chance they take Yoshida off mothballs now? Because that would go right back to clogging up the DH spot.
Yeah, I heard Bradford talking about this last night. He came in. They did like an emergency Christian Arcan show. Bradford was in. And Arcan was like, can he even play? Like, what's his status right now? And it's really weird because 2 years ago we were told he's just a DH, he can't field. And they're like, well, he's on the IL because he can't throw. You're like, yeah, he doesn't need to throw if he can hit.
I don't need
him
throwing.
But there was no spot for him. He literally only would have been a pinch hitter because Devers was playing DH every single day. And I guess Yoshida has been taking batting practice and socking dingers and everything else. So, yeah, my guess is you do see Yoshida brought up.
Look, I would have mixed feelings on that. Like, on the one hand, he's just being wasted right now. On the other, I don't need that guy in the lineup every night.
I don't think he'll be in every night.
And so, but if he's getting some games at DH,
yeah,
that's fine. He shouldn't be in the lineup every single
day.
But
also, put him out there, let him hit a little bit, maybe trade him. Because that's another guy's clogging up a spot.
I'd be on board with that.
Teams might not be thrilled to trade for him right now, but if you prove that he's healthy, at least healthy enough to hit, you know, some team would take him as a DH.
617-779-7937. We got more of your thoughts on the Red Sox, their weekend. Just when they're turning a corner, are they losing all their momentum now? And are you giving up on the Red Sox season now that they've traded Rafael Devers? We'll get to that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keith on WEEI.
The set and the 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air. Pretty well hit in center field. Rafaela back by the 379 marker, and he makes the catch. Thank goodness for that cool breeze blowing in from center. The Red Sox win. The second in a row in this series against the Yankees for the Red Sox. Four straight wins now and six in their last seven to get back to the 500 mark for the first time since they were 27-27.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We've been reacting to the Rafael Devers trade all day long. We'll continue to do so. Red Sox will be holding a Zoom call. Keith, you said this earlier. What is it, COVID? Why are they doing this?
Yeah, Zoom. Classic. Hop on the old Zoom.
At 8 p.m.
Are they just thinking that there's two beat writers don't travel to Seattle, I guess?
I have no idea.
There'll be people there.
Yeah, are they waiting for people to get on the ground there? I don't know what their justification is.
Are they not in Seattle? Where are they?
They should have done it. Meaning
Sam
Breslow and Kennedy?
Breslow.
Were you telling me that
Cotillo said that
Breslow's on the way to Seattle?
But a lot of beat writers don't travel, especially the West Coast.
So, yeah, I don't know. They've gotten...
The game has changed in many ways.
They've gotten 24-plus hours to get their story straight. We'll see how they do tonight when they talk. Just because I think it's worth reiterating, it's been a while since we've said it. You don't think the season is over now that they traded Rafael Devers?
No, not
right?
at all.
Like, I heard Curtis say this today. I've seen others say it on Twitter, text line, Twitch chat. Like, ownership mailed in on this. They've given up on the season. I don't feel that way. Now, we may look back and say, yep, that was the line of demarcation. The team quit because ownership didn't believe and they cheaped out and valued $250 million or whatever's left on the deal in savings over actually competing. I still think they can keep this momentum going. They've been dysfunctional from the start. Getting the most dysfunctional guy on the team off the team, I think, is an important step. But we'll see how they play, but I'm not giving up on the season.
They were doing so well with them. They were one game over 500 and out of the playoffs. So it's an easy mark, you know, going forward. All right, so with Rafael Devers on the team all season. They played to one game over 500. So the rest of the year, do you think they can go more than one game over 500? I do.
I do too.
Now, hopefully Bregman comes back a little sooner rather than later. Hopefully these young guys hit. I know there's some hopefullys, but those were also true when Devers was here. And I think there can be like a little bit of a rallying cry. You know, we talked about it in the Ewing theory that Bill Simmons has always put out. Like when the best player goes down, like is there now? Sometimes that's injury, but sometimes it's trade. And like, does the rest of the group kind of rally around together and then go on a little bit of a run?
Yeah, we talked about it with Jalen. Worked for a couple of games, then it didn't.
Right.
We talked about it with Marchand. It worked for literally two games, and then they went down the toilet.
Then it did not.
But I think this team, especially compared to the Bruins, maybe not than the Celtics, but I think this team has a lot more left on the team than the Bruins, who completely blew it up at the trade deadline. That was giving up on a season.
Yeah.
I don't think the Red Sox are doing that. But you just said it. Anthony, Meyer, those guys got a hit. Nick popped in the last break. I guess because Yoshida's on the 60-day L, they have to wait to activate him.
Put on the 60-day on May 22nd. You have to be on for at least 60 days.
Okay.
All right, well, never mind.
So scrap that plan. Maybe he can DH
never
in July.
Never mind.
617-779-7937. Let's go to your phone calls here. Bernie is in Boston. Hello, Bernie.
This is actually Brennan, but you're all good. So, let me just call this out. Anybody who's calling today that compares this to the Nomar trade are absolute donkeys. All right. So Nomar was damaged goods already in 04. He was hurt. He wasn't the same player he was after 04, all that. Beyond that, you had a stud lineup around them. I get they were 500 at the time. You have, besides Bregman, who's hurt, Duran, and then that bum Story, you have a minor league lineup right now. A minor league lineup. It's not going to get better. I honestly hope it will be rooting on Friday that Raffy takes Dobbins deep three times into my cubby hole.
Okay.
It's possible.
It's crazy. We haven't even said this on the air. We were talking about it before the show. They are playing the Giants later this week.
Wild. Three-game series are Friday night. I know.
Crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you can't argue the fact that the 0-4 lineup was loaded with or without Nomar.
Yeah.
This lineup isn't loaded, but I still think there's upside.
And Devers right now is having a better season than Nomar in 04, who was hurt, and then they dealt him. But Nomar had a much better track record leading into that season.
Devers has 20 more RBI right now than the second most on the team, which is Jarren Duran.
He's got a pile of RBI.
Yeah.
That is definitely true. But like, we haven't seen Bregman playing with Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer. Right? Like, I think when those three guys are all in the lineup together, it might not be as, you know, minor league lineup, like the caller was saying. It's not 0-4, but 0-4 is also one of the great teams they've ever had.
Correct. Since he brought up Dobbins, I'll give Dobbins credit for the way he pitched over the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle of a firestorm with the Red Sox, the Yankees, the rivalry, the whole thing. We'd be spending more time on it, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Without this trade, we'd be spending a lot of time on it probably today. I do want to give Dobbins some credit for pitching well in both of these games. He gave up the early home run to Judge on Sunday Night Baseball and then settled in, and then he pitched really well on Saturday.
He's found a way to stay in the rotation because there's been some uncertainty kind of all around it. You have Garrett Crochet. Bueller and Giolito are like good one day, bad the next. Bayo's been all right. I don't think you're counting on any of the other guys to come back really anytime soon. So, yeah, Hunter Dobbins kind of helps solidify things a little bit.
Yeah, and so I don't know how long you can count on it. I don't know how long it's going to last for, but give him credit for pitching well in that series. I'll say it again. I'll give Cora credit for the way he managed in that series. I didn't like the idea of not playing Meyer and Anthony most of the weekend. They only started one game each, right? And it wasn't even in the same game.
Yeah.
I didn't expect Duran to get a night off. He got Romy and Ref in there, as he likes to call them. Not like the lineup was lighting it up. But they've won 5 out of 6, stacking their right-handed lineup against the Yankees.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, even though I didn't like it going in, I'll give Cora credit for it.
I mean, they didn't score a million runs.
No.
So I guess you could still quibble with the lineup a little bit. But those two guys are lefty specialists. Like, Romy Gonzalez and Rob Refsnyder, there should be a spot somewhere in there. And now with the DH spot open, it's a little even easier. You know, you can put those guys in there against lefties at all times. But speaking of Meyer at third base, I know he only got one start in the series third.
He made a couple of good plays.
Pretty comfortable over there
for
a guy who's a natural shortstop. He looks pretty good. Now I assume Bregman will just take his spot when he's back, but Meyer's got to play. That'll be another question. There's been a million questions about where guys play on this team because just the way that they're built. But Maybe he goes back to second base for a little bit. I feel like he could do that. He could probably even play first. Not that I want him to, but he probably could.
Yeah, he can. Well, you know, he's not going to gum up the works like the last guy did and refuse to move around. I hope not. And if he does, we'll criticize him too. I like this text. Biggest winner in the Devers trade, Hunter Dobbins is dead.
That story has quieted down
with the Devers trade. That's true. More of your feedback coming up on the phones. Raffy Devers traded to the Giants, who the Red Sox play this weekend out in San Francisco. Why now? And how do you feel about it? We'll continue with all your thoughts on it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.